The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Mahanadi Water Disputes Tribunal under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation, Government of India, invites applications for the recruitment of two posts of Principal Private Secretary, PPS, Group A, on a deputation, including short-term contract or re-employment basis. Eligible candidates including employees, officers from central government, union territories, state governments, public sector undertakings, autonomous bodies, semi-government and statutory organizations may apply. The two available positions of Principal Private Secretary falls under pay level 11 as per the pay matrix. Interested candidates can find the detailed information regarding eligibility criteria, terms and conditions on the Ministry of Jal Shakti's website. The last date for receiving applications is 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For details, kindly go on to the website at https://jalshakti-dower.gov.in/vacancies. The Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, has extended the last date for receiving applications for the position of Investigator, Communal Harmony Cell. This position, which was previously advertised in the Employment News from 23rd to 29th March 2024, is available on deputation including short-term contract or absorption basis. The new deadline for receiving applications is extended by 45 days from the date of publication of the extension notice in the Employment News. Candidates who had previously applied need not reapply. For further details, candidates can visit the Ministry's official website, that is at https://mha.gov.in/notifications/vacancies. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, under the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, is seeking applications to fill 60 posts of Deputy Manager Technical in the Level 10 pay matrix as per the 7th CPC with Central Dearness Allowance CDA. These positions are open on direct recruitment basis through the GATE 2024 score in civil engineering. The vacancies are distributed across various categories including UR, SC, ST, OBC, NCL and EWS with reserve posts for persons or with benchmark disabilities. The total number of posts is 60. And the last date for submitting applications online is 24th February 2025. For further eligibility criteria and conditions, candidates can visit the official NHAI website, that is www.nhai.gov.in. The Aeronautical Development Agency, ADA, under the Ministry of Defence, is inviting applications for the post of Senior Admin Officer Grade 1 and Senior Maintenance Officer Grade 1 on deputation basis. These positions are at pay level 11 and the initial term of deputation is 3 years. The positions are at ADA LC Delhi for the Senior Admin Officer and ADA Headquarters in Bangalore for the Senior Maintenance Officer. Eligible officers from central, state government, autonomous bodies, public sector undertakings and union territory administration can apply. Applications in the prescribed format must be submitted by 10th March 2025 to the Director Admin and HR, Aeronautical Development Agency at Bangalore. Further details can be found on the ADA website. Kindly go on to www.ada.gov.in. The National Institute of Mental Health Rehabilitation, located in Sehore, Madhya Pradesh invites applications for various Group A and B posts under the administrative control of the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Divyangjan, Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, Government of India. The posts are available at CRC Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. Applications are invited for the position of Director, CRC Bhopal, Level 12 in the pay matrix. The post is available on deputation, short-term contract basis with a maximum age limit of 56 years on deputation and 62 years. For short-term contract, the consolidated remuneration is 90,000 rupees per month. Clinical Assistant Speech Therapist Level 6 as per the 7th CPC. The maximum age limit is 35 years and the required qualification is BSc in Speech and Hearing or equivalent degree with 2 years of relevant experience and RCI registration. All applications must reach the Director, NIM, HR within 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. Any modifications or updates to the notification will be published on NIMHR website. For further details, candidates are advised to visit the NIMHR website at https://nimhr.nic.in. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, has released a recruitment notice for the position of Constable, Driver and Constable, Driver cum Pump Operator, Driver for Fire Services for the year 2024. The online application process will end on 4th March 2025. These positions fall under the pay matrix level 3, in addition to admissible allowances as per central government rules. The recruitment process will be carried out on an all-India basis and candidates selected will be posted anywhere in India or abroad. A total of 1,124 vacancies available, distributed across various categories such as UR, SC, ST, OBC, EWS and ex-servicemen. The age limit for the applicants is between 21 to 27 years, with relaxations available for government servants, CISF personnel and other specific categories. For more details, including application procedures and instructions, candidates are advised to visit the official CISF recruitment website. Kindly go on to https://cisfrect.cisf.gov.in. The Siemens Provident Fund Organization, SPFO, under the Ministry of Shipping and Waterways, is inviting applications for the post of Administrative cum Accounts Officer. The position is located at Mumbai. One vacancy in Group A, non-gazetted, non-ministerial, in Level 10 as per the 7th CPC. Age limit is minimum of 25 years and maximum 35 years. The completed application clearly marked for the post of Administrative cum Accounts Officer should be addressed to the Commissioner, Siemens Provident Fund Organization, and sent the mentioned address within 30 days from the publication date of the advertisement in the Employment News. For further details, kindly refer to the website. You may go on to www.spfo.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.